Frank, Gwen, and I just announced that they're mutually parting ways with Jim Harbaugh. Just your thoughts about that?
No, that's, you know, that's not, you know, I respect Coach Harbaugh. I respect, you know, Jed. You know, that's the decision they made, and, you know, it's a business. You know, I wish Coach Harbaugh the best. He's a great coach. I love the way how he approached the game. You know, of football, you know, my best years, you know, being with him as a team, as a winner. You know, he was here, we won. And, you know, I just wish him the best, you know. I know whatever team he go to, is it NFL, college, he going to be fine. He going to get it done, wherever he at.
What does it mean to you to have the kind of game that you had today to send him out a winner?
I mean a lot. You know, especially, you know, this can be my last year. You know, this was his last year. And, you know, like I said, I respect him a whole lot. And I just wanted to finish it right for him. You know, I also wanted to finish it right for my fans who was with me since I was 21, when I first got here. You know, they've been great fans. When we was down, they was with us. When we was up, they won us. But even though, you know, this year was a disappointing year, they still was here. And you know, I just wanted to finish it right. You know, if I'm not here, I just wanted to show my fans, you know, the way a 49er is supposed to play.
Thank you. Cried at, you know, after games when you've lost. Did you cry at any point today?
Yeah, I cried today because, you know, when I first got here, I was 21, you know, 10 years, and, you know, never been in this situation. Always was under contract, and, you know, knowing that this could be my last game here, you know, it was tough. It was tough because that's all I knew. When I first got here, I was a kid. And, you know, great fans, great organization. And, you know, I want to be back. I wish, you know, we can get things worked out. But I also know it's a business. You know, I know, you know, I respect, you know, our other running backs, Carlos Hyde, Kendall Hunters, they got potential to be great. And, you know, I know Coach Rathman, you know, as a coach, if he here with them, he'll, you know, make sure they are.
You say you want to be back, but do you want to see what the coaching staff's going to look like before you make that commitment to come in?
Yeah, I do. You know, I want to know, like, what coaching staff come in. Also, you know, what guys who I've been here who I know who ballers. I know when the game on the line, they're going to fight like me. And that's what I want to know.
Right. Felicidades, 1,000 yards. How do you
prepare? It's a blessing. It's a blessing. You know, a guy who came in the league who, when I first got drafted here, everybody said it was a reach. You know, first pick of the third round was a reach. You know, I had injuries, 2 knee injuries, 2 shoulder injuries, but I'm still here. And I got to take my hats off, you know, to my O-line, my receivers, Coach Harbaugh, Coach Giro, who I think a great coordinator. And if he's not here, he'll be fine somewhere else too.
Frank, you're definitely going to play in the NFL next year, whether it's here or somewhere.
I still love the game, and I still can play. I feel great. You know, I take it one year at a time, but I want to play again. I want to play next year.
More guys.
What was the most emotional part of today for you?
With kneeling the ball down, the win. Just because when I heard the fans screaming "Gore, Gore, Gore, Gore," and you know, when I was running around the stadium and just seeing like all the fans who was here since I was 21, you know, cheering for me. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, like I said, we got 2 young bats who got a chance to be great. And you know the business of the NFL. But I know I can play this game still, and, you know, I want to be back here.
Frank, can you identify the young gentleman
boys
with you?
They're going to be here in one day. As long as daddy keep standing on their behind, they ballers.
Was Coach Harbaugh recruiting them?
If he go to Michigan or whatever college he has, when they get old enough, they got a shot. As long as they do the right thing in school, they got a shot. Atlanta game in the locker room after the game. Just going back on all the hard times, and you know, we finally NFC Championship game, and the same guys who went through the hard time, you know, popping champagne and, you know, got an opportunity to let the world see what we had in this locker room. So that's why, you know, I take my hats off to Coach Harbaugh for a great coach, and that was my best time here.
You mentioned a lot about coming here when you were 21. How have you changed since then?
I think I got smarter as a player. I'll say when Coach Rothman got here, making me be more complete, not just running the ball. You know, every running back just thinking about running the ball. He made me realize if I want to be great, I got to do everything. And that's blocking, catching, running, you know, being there for my teammates. And that's how I changed.
Thanks, Frank, for your
time. All right, thank y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.